Something. I mean, anything that was positively pornographic.
I've got a tear in my eye. It was absolutely gorgeous, Tenny, if you listen, which I know you do. Your auntie is very, very proud.
I've never heard a song where the lead singer is so obviously fully engorged.
I'm sorry if it's not highbrow enough for you. It's middle brow. And you know what? He's got eczema, that lad.
Well, yeah, I'm not having a go. I'm just, you know...
What's up with you?
I'm very tired. You know, Amy, I'm usually up with a lark.
Well, Ten.
This is the latest I've ever been up. I've never even seen a hootenanny.
Well, we're going to keep you awake with excitement.
Because, of course, it's mischief night when all the proper naughty boys come out and we just like to have a bit of lawless fun, don't we? Until the mischief belt tolls.
The police do tend to turn a blind eye to the naughtiness, don't they?
Within reason.
Within reason, of course. How do you normally celebrate then?
Well, you know me, pal. I'm normally tucked up at home waiting for the wife, Mrs. Pipe. But if I am going to get involved, I might allow myself a little bit of a prank call. You know, I like to ring up Betty Buys down the road and I'll say to them, excuse me, can I buy all the things, please? And, you know, when they start getting stuff down off the shelves, that's when I say, no, really, and hang up, you know.
Very nice.
We want to hear from you, the people of Icklewick, what are you getting up to this mischief night and how is anybody still awake?
Colour one.
Sharon LeBeach here.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi,
Sharon. How are you spending your mischief night? What are you thinking?
Well, I'm cowering in the corner, aren't I? Because last year...
Yeah, it went a bit far last
there
year,
was
didn't
a
it?
Couple of fires. Everyone went mad about it.
And we know started them off. We know the fire started is, don't we? But apparently I am not legally allowed to say because it's not been trialled in a court of law.
We all...
So I'll take it to my grave then.
Good, good.
We all have his opinions on who it could be, but...
Who it was.
And that person is... A minor, so we have to be very careful.
Don't worry, I'm not going to say anything.
Thank you, Sharon.
I won't say who it is. I mean, if you've got me and behind the back, then Tam Winnett.
Right.
Okay, so we shouldn't.
It was Tam Winnett. It was your cousin.
Well, we don't know if it was Tan, actually. Nobody knows. It's never been confirmed.
What about the scorch marks saying Tan was here?
Yeah.
Amy, I know she's your cousin, but it don't look good.
Yeah, but that could have been Stan and the S's were on back. We don't know. Even if it was Tan, right?
Which it was.
Which we don't know if it was.
It was.
It's mischief night. Isn't that the whole point? You go a little bit wild, you go a little bit close to the line.
And look at the thing she set fire to.
What, a bin? Well, ooh, la-di-da, a bin.
And?
Yeah, it's Buster.
And?
A&E. I don't think it matters what it was. Can we not talk about Tan? It got a bit mad last year. I don't want it to be the same this year. Sharon, I hope you have a good mischief night. And
I would like to see justice being served, though.
Right. Yeah. Next caller, please.
Hey, Kaz, it's me, Donk again.
Hi, Donk. Yeah,
hi.
You all right? You just need to stop ringing this line. You have got my mobile number, but yeah, are you all right?
Yeah, all good. Do you know where you... Do you have a shovel?
Do I have a shovel?
Yeah, just been using spoons to dig this hole, but it's actually taking a bit longer than I thought.
What are you digging a hole for, Donk? What's going on?
What, is this 20 questions now?
just one. Just the one. What's a hole for?
Chris, you've got a shovel.
Oh, because if you could... Oh, actually, I could go to your place.
My wife would not allow that.
Oh, Chrissy, I think she would. We had a good chat this morning.
Oh, she's busy. She's in meetings all morning. She's not talking to you.
Well, she cancelled them when we had lunch till 2. Hey, how good is her beef casserole, by the way?
I have heard it's good. The whole town talks of her beef casserole.
Apparently, it's to die for. On one day, I wish you'd let me have a taste.
All right, Dunk, well, you take care of yourself.
All right, appreciate it, guys. And thank you again, Chris.
And let's go to the next caller. Hello.
yes, hello, I've... have prepared some quarterly business projections. I've put them together in a tasty little deck, and all I need you to do is to sign off on my budget. Please sign off my budget.
No, I'm not going to sign it, you little naughty boy.
Please, won't you sign off on my budget?
No, your figure is not good, you little dirty naughty boy. I'm not going to sign it.
I'm muting that. That's horrible, Mr. Patel. How do you know people like that?
Oh, it's just line for middle-aged white men who never hear to say no, so I just say no on this line, and they pay me for it.
That sounds like a sex line, Mr. Patel.
No, it's not a sex line. It's just a mild fetish they have.
That is a sex line.
The lines are very expensive, so I'm just using free time here.
Right. Should we go to an advert?
Blue slates, scaffolding, chimney need a reflashing, dead birds clogging up your guttering. Prepare to have your mind blown out of your ass and onto a little paper plate. We're the only tradesmen who can tackle all your roofing-related mishaps. Don't miss your chance to see the star of BBC One's The Traders halfway up a ladder on your house.
It's a the great Zambino. Oh, just call me Darren. I'm returning to my first love, roofing. Please give me a call. Got debts to pay.
I am awake. It's me, Carl Fink. Some of you may know this, but my father, Ken Fink, is missing. Missing out on the grand relaunch of Pinocchio's tonight in Iqaluit. That's right, everybody. We are upending my father's life's work, assuming he is not still alive. And we are relaunching Pinocchio's this evening. We have got the best mixologist coming all the way from York. Tonight we have the only twist of all in Iqaluit. If anybody has the top hat piece from our Monopoly set, please return tonight. You will get a free shot of salted caramel sambuca. If you are Dad's captors, you are also very welcome here tonight. We have a six-pack of Bex with your name in it if you bring him home. Thank you so much for listening, guys. We'll see you down there tonight.
Joining us in the studio today, we are with Chief Constable Catherine Cahill, who will be answering your questions about Mischief Night. Thank you for coming in. This must be a big night in the calendar for the police.
You would think, yes.
Could you tell us what your tips and tricks are to have a good Mischief Night that's safe but still fun?
Traditionally, as you know, the police take a step back on Mischief Night so that people can really get that opportunity to make some mischief.
Yeah.
But on this occasion, because of the cuts from the mayor, we'll be taking a bigger step back.
Right.
So the step back will be really far back. Mm. I don't know if you've seen, have you seen The Matrix? And then Neo, and he's leaning right back.
Yeah.
So we'll be further back than that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Best bit of the film, and a fighting, and a red or a blue pill. Do you want a pill?
We can't do a pill in front of
the
police.
No, not that. I'm so tired.
I know. Like, we'll do pills after.
So what we're saying is, we're drawing a very, very heavy line, no murder, obviously within reason.
Okay, I think that clears it up. So if the police are not going to be around on the street, on the ground, how can people defend themselves?
Stun batons.
Oh!
We're being really clear about that. Ordinarily, we'd say that's illegal.
Right.
That's just for the police to use. If you have a stun baton, and let's be honest, we know a lot of you do, get out there and use it. So they're very... Look, let me just try... Bear with me a second.
Ah!
Oh!
Mother Mary and Margaret Thatcher.
That works well, doesn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
Can I have a gun? Is it all right?
I wouldn't. It can cause cardiac arrest. Sorry.
Well, I just don't. Just
yeah, sure. Oh, there you go.
Okay,
that's
you.
A...
So is it this button?
Yeah, that's just
not what we do. That's...
This is great.
It's great. Well, so, you can hang on to that one.
Take it from me. They work. I'm back from the dead! Mary Berry's illegal puppy farm, I'm awake.
Let's go to the lines. Caller, who've we got?
It's Stanley Power here, the manager of Iqaluit FC, the Bangers. Scenes of chaos over here. 11 angry lads here, and they're absolutely just leaving chaos and destruction in their wake.
Wait, there's 11 of them. Do you think that could be the football team, Stanley?
Oh, hold on, let's have a look. I can't really see with all the smoke.
Are they wearing shirts?
No.
Then it's them.
It's a football team.
You're right. Funny that, yeah. No, you're right. That's the lads. Do you know, actually, no, on second sight, they're all actually working together as a team, finally. Look at them all pushing over that minibus together. Oh, it's amazing. Good to see. It's actually welling me up with pride. Go on, lads. That's it. Push him in canal. Together as a team, as one. Good on them. They'll get him out. Don't worry.
Great news. Try and wrangle them into Sunday's match. Thank you, Stanley. Okay, let's take another caller. How are you spending on Mischief Night?
It's Pat.
Hello, Pat.
Hiya, Pat.
How are things your end?
Not so good. I'm whispering because I'm in the back bedroom.
What's happening?
Well, it seems to be a mob assembly.
Oh.
Do you want me to tell you who's here? I can see Rosemary and then the next door neighbour, Paul.
No, we don't want to list your bed. I'm going to cut you off.
I've got the dogs with them. I don't know if you count dogs. Phoenix.
Goodbye, Pat. Don't be a grass.
Stay safe, Pat.
Don't be a grass, Pat.
Let's go to another caller. Call three. Who have we got on the line?
Yes, it's me, Sharon LaBeat.
Hi, Sharon.
Hello. I have got a question, actually, for the... What's the name? The lady police
Cahill.
Lady.
Yep, yes.
Police Commissioner Cahill.
It's actually Chief Constable.
Yes.
Police, yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Commissioner is the dream, but...
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
Can I ask you, why have you done nothing for our plight? Are you going to bang her up or what? I am a business owner.
Right.
I've done more crack waxes than you've had hot meals.
Well, here's what we're going to be doing, particularly over this next period of time, is we will be talking about martial law. We will be talking about implementing martial law.
What are you going to do?
We will be discussing martial law as a concept.
So can I put this to you, please? Mm-hmm. If you are going through financial hardship, is it not better that we take on this matter ourselves? So we will be able to sort of, you know, lynch her, but sensitively. Is that okay? We're all parents, all concerned parents, so we do
right.
know what's
okay.
best.
That's actually quite an interesting
No, I don't think that's an interesting idea.
Is that a yes?
No, Sharon, it's not, you can't be lynching or mobbing.
It's not criminal. No, it's not if it's in public in a town square.
Yes, no, that Sharon, it is criminal. Cahill, can you just tell her that you can't be doing that to anybody?
Absolutely. Can I say categorically no to the lynching?
Hot drink,
oh, that's actually returned the tables
a
bit.
Strong words from Sharon LaBeach, their local resident concerned mother business owner. Now, we've got another call coming in hot. Hello, caller. You're on the line. What's going on this mischief night for ye?
Hi, Auntie Amy. It's me. It's Tam, isn't it?
Are you sick? Are you all right? Are you safe?
You know what? It's an absolute slander that I defied everything last mischief night. I absolutely resent the accusations, especially from Sharon LaBeach, yeah. Margaret Thatcher's ghost, if you ask me. Why would I even, like, set fire to anything anyway? You know, is it, you know, the thrill of the lighter? Is it the heat on your face that's, like, you know, beautiful? Is it the dancing flames that look like lovely ladies?
Tam,
I don't know.
Tam, stop talking there. Just go somewhere safe. Go and hide until the bell rings, okay?
No, I want to clear my name, Auntie Amy, because yeah. innocent yeah. until proven arson. And a few things I'd like to say about Sharon. Her roots haven't been done for about 6 weeks, growing out. Her gels haven't been done in maybe a year and a half, and not to mention the cloven hooves.
Tan, absolutely. This is Police Chief Constable Cahill, wannabe commissioner. Tan, you're under caution. We've talked about this before. The ice that you're skating on is very thin, so just watch your back. For the heaven's sake, follow the law of the land, which has been set out very clearly. We put out leaflets, actually. Law of the land and the basic law, and one of those is don't set fire to things. I think that's number one.
Right, that's it.
Tan,
out.
I'm going
out.
Safe. Okay, let's go to another... The caller, how are you spending your mischief night?
Who does she think she is? Honestly, she's an arsonist. What's she done about the hooves?
Yeah, well,
what, camel's toe thing.
No,
is that what she means?
No, she didn't say
how
that.
How are you meant to
Sharon?
Wear pleather trousers? It always goes like that. Tell her I'll be waiting for her down a back alley.
Mr. Patel, next caller.
Right, she said that she'll meet me down the dark alley. You tell her that I'll meet her bloody anywhere. Sharon LaBeach is a pig in a wig and I've just gone kosher.
Don't stoke it, Tam. We need to move on. We need to go to another caller. Right, can we just have a different caller, please? Who's on the line?
Yeah, it's me. I don't even know where father is.
Sharon.
This is the problem with teenage mothers, look. See, this is what we've been talking about. When Coronation Street was good, you didn't have any of this.
Right, next caller, please.
Who even watches Corrie? What are you, 55?
Right.
Honestly.
Mr. Patel, can I have another caller, please? For the love of God, can it be someone else?
I am 46 years old. Right. I tell you what, I'm putting my wedges on. I'm putting my wedges on and I am getting out of this house. And can I just say, everyone who wants to join me, let's get her, just a little bit.
Right, nobody's getting... cut her off, Mr. Patel.
I'm taking sticks with me.
Nobody's getting anyone with any sticks. Cahill, what can we do about this? It's all kicked off a bit too much now and I am worried about Tan. Can the police step in and just sort this out and calm it down?
Oh God, I'm so... What? Sorry, is that a... That's my pager.
Cahill, where are you going?
Oh, God, there's been a major incident. It's just happened. If I don't get there, I'm not going to be part of the probably next true crime podcast, and then I'll never make commissioner. Listen, I'm just going to... Is it all right if I grab these couple of custard creams?
I need them.
Okay, thanks very much.
I need them for my blood sugar. Amy, I'm feeling really tired again.
And now for the headlines. First up, some good news. Local daredevil patio furniture, last seen being swept out to sea whilst attempting a charity swim of the Weep Estuary, has washed up in Liberia.
It's patio furniture. I'm alive. I'm fine. Just could somebody come and pick me up, please? And bring a towel.
Nice to solve a disappearance for once in this town. And that's brought the total number of missing down to a very respectable 29.
Former assistant to the mayor, Nicola Bickle, has been enjoying her new life in the fast lane of the TikTok.
I've kind of been trying some new stuff out recently and it's like... It's going well. I've got that zookeeper woman she's always cleaning up. Shall I just do a little bit now? Yeah. She's like... Oh, can you please stop making a mess, guys? But she's talking to the animals. They don't understand her. It's kind of funny.
And we really do wish Nicola all the best. Chris Now, we are getting some early reports coming in. As per Mischief Night tradition, the local resident Sharon is blasting away on the megaphone trying to stir some stuff up, so we're going to pass over to our roving reporter, Simon Tuck. Simon, what is the scene down there? What's happening?
Hey, guys. How you going on? How you going on, Amy? How you
Hello,
going on, Roger?
Simon.
Good to see you guys. Simon Tuck here. Give us a toke. It's Simon Tuck.
No, don't say that catch.
Right, I'm in the town square. Things are getting a little bit fruity, if you know what I mean. A little bit, crowd's starting to form. I'm going to try and get an interview with their ringleader just over there. It's the lovely Sharon LaBeach. Mwah. Don't mind if I do.
We've had enough. We're going door to door until we find Tan Winnett. Her reign of terror ends tonight.
That's her shouting. Sharon! Hey! Sharon, Simon Tote, give us a talk, Simon Tote. Can I just ask some questions to the radio, babe?
I'm not talking to the mainstream media.
Oh, Ticklewick FM, innit?
Oh, right, that don't count.
What's going on, babe? What's all this shouting about?
We're not
going
to do anything bad. We're just concerned citizens who are fed up of living in fear and gender-neutral toilets.
Fair enough. It is mad. I tell you, the world's gone mad, hasn't it? There are some people out there saying, Sharon, you're getting a mob together. This is crazy towns, people, and you're trying to harm a vulnerable teenager. What do you say to that?
Well, I take that very personally, actually, because we're not going to hurt her or cut her head off in the town square or anything like that. I mean, that would be mad, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I thought so. You are too lovely for that, Sharon.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'll say it again. All we're going to do is get her for a bit, and I've made that very clear that this is a peaceful protest. Do you know, while I'm here, can I say thank you to Billets Hardware, who supplied the pitchforks, pliers and burning torches for tonight's mob. Big shout out to Billet. Thank you.
Well, there you go, guys. Oh, they're just going to get her for a bit. Do you know what I mean? We've all been got, right? Being got isn't that bad, is it? Sharon is a lovely woman. She's got a great way of talking. She sounds right posh. And she's pretty fit and all. Does that make her a tyrant? I don't think so. I'd do her.
And now we're going to take a word from our sponsors.
I've got a right boner on me.
Oh, Simon!
Hello, people of Icklewick. I'm Sharon LaBeach, local entrepreneur, school governor and former Lady Muck. But tonight, I'm speaking to you as I'm concerned for the future of this once glorious town. Gender-neutral toilets, 3G and women with tattoos. The sign of moral decay are all around us. And whilst Tan Winnett isn't personally responsible for all our woes, she has set fire to a lot of things, and enough is enough. Join me and a fellowship of like-minded citizens at the town square by the plinth, where we'll make a stand against Tan and take back control of Icklewick for the sake of our children. We're not going to do anything. We're just going to get her a bit. So come on down. There'll be free nibbles and Chris if I've got time to go to the shop beforehand.
Oh, she put that together quick, didn't she?
Tan, if you can hear this, come to the studio and I'll do my best to protect you.
Right, let's go back to Simon and see what's happening.
Simon Tokyo, give us a token, Simon.
Don't say that.
We are the mob. We are the mob. We're having a laugh. I don't know where that Tan is, but when we find her, ooh, she's going to get it. We got pitchforks. We got scythes. We are living our best lives. A lot of people bang on about mobs and that and violence and mob violence. I think at the end of the day, we're cavemen. We're meant to hunt. This is just a good old-fashioned hunt, like we would have done, like Emery the X time or whatever.
Simon, Tan's a teenager. Yeah. You don't need to go after her. You should be stopping the mob. Calm them down.
I'm part of the mob now. Amy, I know she's your cousin or whatever. She's a lovely girl, but, you know, justice must be served. Yo, smash that window. We're outside. You know, fancy that? The fancy dress costume.
Yes.
Yeah,
place, right. We need masks, right? Because the thing is, what you need in your mob, you need a bit of anonymity. Grab over that bench. Come on, Kev, grab her up. Right, smash it! That's it, right, get what you can, grab everything. Grab all the masks. Yo, police come in, police come in. Get down! Get down, everyone! They've gone past, they're missus. They're going down the wasteland estate. We're all right. Come on, let's get this mob going. Right, the hunt is on.
The wasteland estate? That's where I live.
There she is! Tan, follow her! She will not escape!
Come on, let's get her! Get her!
Oh, my word! Simon! Right, well, Mr. Patel, she's going to be here any minute. Just get ready with the door, OK?
I don't want any trouble in my
studio. There won't be any trouble. You just need to let her in and then
Ellie,
we'll shut the door.
We don't want her in here. They've asked her blood.
Oh, Tan! Tan! Come
she
in, sit
is.
Down, sit down.
Oh, public right. Enemy number one.
Did they get you?
No, I'm fine. I'm literally done out. I've literally done nothing.
Well, she's literally done nothing.
Innocent
to proven arson.
What would I use to even start a fire?
Well, that lighter that you've
Acetone.
Got in your hand.
Gasoline.
Yeah.
Rubbing alcohol.
Yeah, all of them things, Tan.
Oh, thanks for
Gosh,
having me.
Gosh, no, it's fine. The door's locked out.
Come out!
It's Sharon!
Sharon!
No, absolutely
we
not.
We are not going anywhere. This town needs to heal.
Sharon!
Bring
oh, go home, Sharon.
Bring
I'll see
down.
You on Tuesday for me bleaching. Go home.
Amy, send her down.
I'm not sending her down. Piss off.
Send her down,
No,
Amy.
Wait. Hang
on?
Justice must be served.
Who is that? Do we recognise that voice?
It's me, mate. It's Simon. Sam Tote. Give us a toke, Sam Tote.
Please don't say the catchphrase.
Why have you got an hood on?
Hey? Oh, I just got an hood and got an axe. I'm an executioner now, so I've got her, haven't I? I've got to get the kit.
Oh, Simon, stop doing this and send everybody away. She's not coming down.
Proper sharp and all. Just send her down, will you? Come on, justice has got to be served.
Amy, there's loads of her. Maybe we have to send her.
I'm not sending her down, don't we have to?
Guys, I'm holding them back, but they're getting pretty fruity.
Send her down. We're not going to tolerate this anymore. No more perverts, read and take a break. No more toilets where you pay euro. No more toilets with them turnstiles anyway. No more women drinking pints. No more perverts that pay for stuff on a watch. No more fires.
Go away.
No, listen here.
Leave now.
She's not going to be happy till we're all ash. Get her
Sharon,
out.
Sharon.
Sharon.
Go home, Sharon.
That's a bit rude.
You've done enough. This madness must cease! It's me, A. Winnett. Now, you all know me and my family, but I know all of you too. I know you, Simon Tuck. Take that stupid hood off. You look like a tit. I'm shocked at the depths this town has sunk to. Well, not shocked, you know. We do undeniably share a thirst for bloodshed. And while that might sound terrifying, it's not, is it? It's the opposite of terrifying, whatever that is. I don't know, love. Truth be told, it's one of the reasons I love living in Ickwick. But the main reason isn't the perpetual intermittent emissions of the UK's only inland lighthouse. It's the people. You know your own minds. And you won't let anybody tell you what's what, even if it's something really helpful like fire safety regulations. So I am appalled. You've let yourselves get frothed up into a frenzy by some fit bigot. Because I really believe that when the bell tolls, you might all regret murdering an unruly teenager who swears she's innocent.
You know what? She's right. And by the way, if a man and his wife want to consensually agree to her doing it with loads and loads of people around the town, yes, including their own GP who's prescribing the man medication for depression, then it's nobody's business but theirs.
Ickwick is Ickwick, and we'll stand stronger together. Tan, what are you doing?
Oh, sorry, I was just nodding off because you were just being so boring just with your bully talking, so I just set fire to the car.
Tan, put that down. Oh,
it's on fire!
Oh,
it's
going
everywhere! I am the fire marshal!
Follow me!
The government in the magical kingdom.
The government.
The stewards of these
things. Now, babe, it's all week's newest.
The government. I'm afraid both parties are
just nice control.
My name is Dario.
Chief Constable Kate Hall, come in, ma'am.
What is it? I'm really busy. We've got to make this arrest.
The mayor reckons it's gone a bit too far, ma'am. He's unfrozen the police monitor.
Unfrozen the... That's fantastic news. Boys, stun batons at the ready. It's martial law!
Run back.
In Julius K61, I had an angry man with an axe and a knife.
I shot your head off, mate!
Taser!
Oh, thanks for that, mate. That sorted me right out. It's funny, isn't it? It's right addictive mob mentality, isn't it?
Dear Whiskey 11 to Kane Hall, I've got what appears to be a youth with blue hair and a fit lady fighting in the town square.
We're only going to get you a bit, not in the face. What? I don't...
Sorry, ladies, the mischief bell has rung. Mischief night is officially over.
Oh,
what? We've got to stop. Just get going that one.
Yeah, it really was. We're just having a good time.
All taxis report to the base immediately. All taxis report to the base immediately.
Who is this? This is an emergency frequency. Keep this line clear.
This is also an emergency.
Oh, what could be more important than arresting a potential serial killer?
The mobile disco is broken down. All the girls need to go to the Pinocchio Club.
India Whiskey 7 11, I've apprehended the proprietor of Pinocchio's nightclub. Please stand by.
Why am I being arrested? That's Pinocchio's too, by the way.
You're in exile. You know what you've done.
No, I don't know what I've done. Actually, show me in the Magna Carta where it says that I am not allowed to bring a pet wolf to my own nightclub.
India Whiskey 12, I've got a nice C1 digging a hole outside caravan.
Oi! What are you doing down there?
It's
a pretty big hole.
Yeah, it's a pretty good hole.
We could use a strapping lad like you on the force.
Is that a job offer?
Do you have any experience?
I did one summer with the NYPD.
NYPD? What's your name, officer?
My name?
Christopher Way's pipe.
Stand by, our response getting ready to breach.
Hey, what are you doing? That's my foot. Don't get away with it without big stink.
Please secure that hysterical man.
Why are you trying to get in my house?
Mrs. Pike, you have been a very naughty lady. We think you are behind the disappearance of at least four people.
She's not guilty of anything. She's important. She's got an important job. She's very busy. She's out all night. She's always in the basement. If that's a serial killer, you need your head looking at.
Right, knock it down.
Come knock my door down.
Mrs. Pipe, you are officially nicked.
I'll see you down the station, love. I love you. You are my heart.
Mr. Patel, can you hear me? Is this where we order the taxis now?
I can hear you, Amy. How are you?
I don't know. Can you get me a taxi?
Yeah, do you want to go to Caravan?
No, I can't face it. Just send me to the M62 and see what happens.
Listen to your voice on Echoic FM. And in my forbidden world.
Echoic FM is written and performed by Amy Gledhill and Chris Cantrill, with additional material from the cast. It featured Mark Silcox, Colin Holt, Lucy Beaumont, Shivani Tussu, Steve Raskopoulos, Ed Knight, Tom Burgess, Nicola Redman, Ty Campbell, Namitra Odedra, Janice Connolly, Phil Ellis, M. Humble and Jen Brister. The sound designer was Jack Evans and the producer was Benjamin Sutton. Echoic FM is a Danny Subiot production for BBC Radio 4.